At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
It's Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra. So while we were away, Sue, the Karen Reed trial ended. We got a verdict. Yes. Yeah. And so she was found not guilty on most of the charges except for an OUI. But we want to know what happens next, if there'll be a wrongful death lawsuit, what happens in civil case. So, of course, we turn to the expert, one of the best-known criminal defense attorneys in Boston, Peter Elican. We've had him on many times before throughout this trial. Peter, good morning. Thanks for spending some time with us again.
Terrific to be here.
Peter, I know you're probably not surprised that she was acquitted, but what happens next? Does the family now, you know, have any ground to stand on to try to file another lawsuit, or are they going to try to go after the police? What happens now?
Well, so far they already did file a lawsuit against Karen, and also I believe the bars too, where there was drinking beforehand, and that was put on hold until the criminal case was over. And now they can get moving on that, although civil lawsuits do take a while sometimes. They can even take years. As far as the criminal stuff, that is over forever and all time. You can't be retried on that. It's no double jeopardy allowed in this country. However, you can sue somebody after a criminal case. Couple of famous examples, the obvious one, O.J. Simpson. He got found not guilty in the criminal trial. But in the civil case, he did get found responsible. Also, that maybe I'm dating myself, but the 1970s TV star of the show Beretta, Robert Blake, same thing. He got acquitted of murdering his wife, and yet they sued him, and they were successful. So if they're successful in the civil case, remember, you can't go to jail or anything. That's simply a money case. That's the lawsuit. And the reason why sometimes people get found not guilty on a criminal case, but when the civil case comes up, they do lose it, is, and I'm not saying that's going to happen here, but it's possible because there's a different standard of proof. In a criminal case, we have that thing beyond a reasonable doubt, which you really, you know, if your gut tells you the person's guilty or your instinct or you're leaning toward it, you can't go with that. And beyond a reasonable doubt is a much higher standard. But you can. In a civil case, they have a different standard. It's not beyond a reasonable doubt. It's preponderance of the evidence, which means it's just more likely than not. So if the best way I can describe it is you, if you're a juror in a civil case, if you listen to the evidence and you say, yeah, I really don't know what happened, but you know, 51% of my gut tells me I'm with one side, 49% tells me I'm with the other side, you go with the 51%. And that's a lot less than the standard of beyond a reasonable doubt. And so that's it in a nutshell.
We're talking to criminal defense attorney Peter Elican. And my question is, will we ever really know what happened to John O'Keefe?
I'm not sure we ever will. And the big complaint that the defense has is that the investigation was so poorly done that the evidence that could have come up is probably gone forever. And I'll just give several examples. For example, when the chief investigator Proctor shows up at the house, they had a body, body in front of the house on that small lawn, and knowing that the person was supposed to attend that party the night before, and he doesn't even bother like going inside the house. Let's see if anything went on in the house. Is there any evidence there? Is there DNA, fingerprints, overturned chairs? Is there blood? He doesn't bother investigating, you know, talking to the witnesses, the people in the who were there at the party until, you know, months and months later or even years later. So then when they come back and they say, hey, you got no evidence but anybody else did it, what was your first clue? That is the big complaint of the defense, that if we don't find another person, the person who actually did it, according to them, It's because all the evidence was kind of wiped clean, and particularly there was that extraordinarily sloppy police investigation. I don't even think people debate about all sides say that it just proper police procedure wasn't followed. That was really an abysmal disgrace.
Well, there's a reason why you've been named Super Lawyer of Massachusetts and New England for many years in a row, Peter. This is why we have you on the show. We so appreciate all of this because we've got so many questions, as I know a lot of our listeners do. So we appreciate your time and
your
thank you.
Your insight is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me on.